Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Well, we missed you the entire week while you were on Radio Row out in Los Angeles, so it is back better than ever. The Super Bowl edition of Good, the Bad, and the Dumb. How are you, my friend? Let's get the good of the day.
You ready for it?
I am.
All right, the good of the day. The most electrifying game in sport has ended, Tony.
Yes?
That would be the Phoenix Open, a.k.a. Waste Management Open.
Yeah, that was great.
You might have played this cup, but we're going to play it again because this is what a hole surrounded by a stadium full of people sounds like. And the golfer was Sam Ryder when he drained a hole-in-one. Of course, it would help when the sound played, but it's not playing right now. So this is
this just moments ago.
Sam Ryder taking it right at it. Talk to me. Come on. Oh my God. There's liquid coming down. There's tears going everywhere.
We are covered in beer and other liquids, I believe. When you take a look at what is happening right now on the 16th.
I love, this is amazing. This is what happens when you see something kind of develop organically and then you ride with it.
Yeah.
Like this was a hole that just was popular. It was cozy. You know, people would gather there early. And if you watch early clips like Tiger Woods' hole in one, there's no grandstands, there's no auditorium, it's just people surrounding the hole. And then it started to grow and grow. And then the organizers went, screw it. Let's build a whole stadium around the thing. Like, this is the most popular hole on the golf course. Why don't we just ride this to the next level?
I'll argue this, that it's one of the most popular holes in all of golf.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you're hosting a golf tournament, you don't even want to copy this.
No, like, you can't.
Like, you can't. Like, there's so many circumstances that have to be around it. And God bless them, because it is the most exciting hole in all of golf. It's great. It's absolutely great.
It's about 11 years ago, I was at the Waste Management Open, and I sat in hole 16. I didn't even know anything about it. I was just with a group of guys like, come on, we got to make the charge. And we were fortunate enough to be able to get in that day into the hole. And I was amazed. I was like, man, they literally build an entire stadium around, but it looks nothing like it does now. Now it's three-tiered. There's roofs. Yeah. I mean, you know, and people literally get in line just for this hole at 5:30 in the morning and wait like 4 or 5 hours until the first person actually shows up at hole 16.
Yeah, it's
it's incredible.
It's electrifying. And
I mean, that's you listen to that crowd, that could be that sounds like an NCAA buzzer beater.
Yeah, it does. And they wait all day for this. They wait all day for a hole in one or a shot near the pin or whatever.
Yeah, and if you miss the green.
Yeah, I know, right?
it'll rain down on you. Not the liquid won't rain down on you, but the verbiage. I'm trying to keep it PC here.
The great thing about it is the way they take a golfer off 15 and then take them through a tunnel to emerge onto the stadium like a gladiator. Like it's awesome. And again, golf is just not by its nature. It's not a thrilling sport. I mean, yes, places go crazy when you hit good shots and whatnot.
Yeah, you hit a hole in one, you're going to hear the gallery cheer.
But it's not – that's the only place where these guys are going to feel like that, feel like they're in a stadium, like they're in that level of environment. It's great. It's awesome. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day goes to all those guys out there who are saying this morning, well, it's time for baseball season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on with this.
They're going nowhere.
They're going there fast.
Nowhere.
And pitchers and catchers were supposed to report already. It doesn't look like spring training starting on time.
Nope.
I don't think it can start on time. I think it just absolutely can.
No, I mean.
I think it's like, even if you get a deal together, you're going to be like, well, we are going to delay spring training. You're not going tomorrow. Like, we'll have to pause it a bit. But yeah, it's going no place.
I mean, it's upsetting.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, there's no other thing to say about it. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how we get these two sides to come up with something, but they're, you know, it's just owners being stubborn as usual and players union.
Well, you just, feel, I don't you even feel think
the
player, bad.
I don't even know if the players union is asking too much this time around.
You feel bad for a city like Cincinnati, right? Like they rode this ride to the Super Bowl. And the only other major professional team, I mean, they've got an MLS team and whatnot, but the only major professional is the Reds. I mean, they don't have an NBA team, and they don't have an NHL team.
Guess they can go Bearcats?
And so if you're, I guess Bearcats, you just ride with that basketball team for a while. But, you know, you're a sports department and television, newspaper, radio, whatnot. You're not focusing on the next thing, which is like, well, you know, wherever the Bengals end up, and then we got a while, and then Red spring training starts. That's not happening.
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, that makes this Super Bowl loss even sting
really
more.
Really ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't move on to the next, like you said, you can't move on to the next thing. So they're just like, our only sport we have is that Super Bowl loss.
Yeah.
Gotta keep talking about that.
Keep rolling along. How many offensive linemen can we talk about that we need going forward? Exactly.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Everyone that's available, bring them in. Bring them in to talk. You're right. It's going no place. It was trying to make some news during Super Bowl week, but it didn't really occur. Like,
I mean, you know, there was
talking about meeting for 10 hours.
A little blurb that came out was like Rob Manfred's going to speak to the media. Yeah. I was like, well, you didn't really.
They did agree
anything.
On universal DH.
Yeah, woo-hoo.
So I guess that. Yeah, but until you play, it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Until you show up, who cares, right?
There is no universal DH in either league right now.
Right, exactly. You wait to call me when you're ready to go to spring training. Oh, yeah, yeah. And here's the other thing, and I'm not trying to minimize this, but there are a lot of people in the country that live in cold weather environments that love their baseball team and love making trips to Arizona and Florida for this around this time of year to go to spring training for like a week. It's a vacation. You know, you go down to Arizona, you chill out, go see some baseball, get some sun before, you know, the spring comes where you're living. A lot of people, you know, do that. That's where they make, you know, they make a lot of pilgrimages down to their spring training complex. Now they can't do it until they come up with a deal.
I know that's a sad thing too.
Yeah. I remember.
And something like this too with Arizona, right? They just had the Waste Management Open. I remember when I lived in Arizona, it was like, you know, you had that golf tournament, then 2 weeks later you had spring training start.
Yeah,
so
it
was like
Cactus League baseball.
It was almost felt like it was the center of the sports world.
I remember my first job in radio, I worked for a station in Manchester, New Hampshire, and my boss, he left for Florida. Winter Haven, I think the Red Sox were playing in Winter Haven at the time. And he went down to Florida for a week, and he was doing his sports reports from Florida, covering Red Sox baseball for a week. It was all sponsored. We had like 10 sponsors attached. It was crazy. But I remember me and Dave Preston, who's on the show, we used to have to record his cuts. Like, he would send his cuts over the phone. And we would be so jealous because we would look outside the window and like 5 feet of snow is outside our studio. And Rich was down in warm Winter Haven. But that was kind of the thing, right? I mean, that's the feeling like spring is coming, like Florida, look what's going on. It's baseball. And now, right now, that's stopped. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, Pro Sports Zone. It's a sporting goods store in the Detroit area.
Okay.
And they are getting absolutely roasted for their Detroit Rams shirts.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And I can see it both ways.
I can too.
I can see it both ways.
It was a little shocking. I was like, well, yeah, that's weird.
But I mean, you know, you kind of get the feeling like Matt Stafford's probably like their prodigal son or something, you know, or some guy like that. I mean, if he retires and this was a baseball type situation, because football doesn't really matter. But if he was retired, would he go in, probably go into the Hall of Fame with a Lions hat on, right?
Well, maybe. He did win a Super Bowl with this team.
I know.
But, yeah, it's almost like, but he's bar, you know, he's kind of there for a minute. You know?
Yeah.
But he's a Lion, right? He's been a long time Lion, 12 years.
And, I mean, we have a Lion fan down the hall from here who is all in on Stafford and excited that Stafford got a Super Bowl. I mean, it's a weird feeling. They're all excited that Stafford did it.
Yeah, Robert on Twitter just sent me a tweet saying a lot of folks happy in Michigan for Matt Stafford and the Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I don't
know. He didn't leave angry.
No. It wasn't his decision either. I mean, technically.
Right. Well, you know what? You see the writing on the wall. You see where your organization is going. You go, hey, listen, I don't want to be If you guys are rebuilding, I would prefer if I could go somewhere else. I only got a couple more years left here.
Yeah.
If you could get me out of here, if you guys are going to go in this direction, I don't really want to be a part of it. And they went, yeah, you know what? To be honest with you, we'd rather you not be a part of it because we want to go in another direction.
But having said that, very cringy to have a Detroit Rams T-shirts being sold.
I think so, too.
Like, you know, you just really look at it like you're just capitalizing on something.
Does Jared Goff feel terrible today?
Oh, my God.
Does he just watch his old teammates just dancing and celebrating and being like, I could have done that.
He's still not the number one quarterback in Detroit.
Right,
like Stafford.
Exactly.
If Stafford came back today, they'd be like, oh, no, get rid of Goff. We don't need him. We got Stafford back.
Yeah. You think the swimsuit model girlfriend is like, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to get to that next level. One day that'll be you, honey. Or is she looking around going, all right, let's see who's available.
I'm never going to say Goff is a bust.
No.
But he is definitely not living up to that number one overall pick hype.
Definitely not. Definitely not. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb comeback. More from the Super Bowl as we continue our coverage of what just happened yesterday at SoFi Stadium. And what a win for the Rams as we continue along on, again, Sports Map Radio.